Holiness, thinking of those people who have only heard the term transcendental meditation and beyond that know very little or nothing about it, perhaps looking at the development of TM, when and how did you first develop the techniques and philosophy of transcendental meditation?
I have not developed neither the technique nor the philosophy of TM. It's a very old knowledge about how life evolves. It comes from the Vedas, most ancient record of most sublime human experience, the Veda. So it's a very old knowledge, traditional knowledge, of how to make our mind and body more orderly and more efficient, and therefore how to make life successful. So transcendental meditation is a procedure, very simple, very natural, to make the mental activity more restful, mind more restful, and with that the body more restful, and with that the mind and body more revitalized, so that the man becomes more effective, more efficient in his life. And this is the story of transcendental meditation.
I suppose to some extent people are also familiar with other forms of meditation. People know what yoga is basically. It's a wide practice, and other forms of meditation are available. What would you say is the chief difference between transcendental meditation and some of these other forms of consciousness development?
The difference is in success. Transcendental meditation is more simple, more natural, and more successful. And the benefits that come from transcendental meditation take in all aspects of one's life. And now it has been found that not only those who practice transcendental meditation get the benefit of improved quality of life, but even those who live in their neighborhood receive the benefit. See, it has been seen that in whatever community 1% of the people begin to practice transcendental meditation, the whole community consciousness becomes more positive. They become less negative. Crime rate becomes less in those parts. Accidents become less in those parts. And the number of sick people in the hospitals decreases. That means the whole atmosphere is influenced and positivity grows in the atmosphere. This is the very great benefit of transcendental meditation, that the individual body and mind improving, the whole atmosphere becomes more creative.
Holiness, why was Salisburg in Switzerland in particular chosen as the world capital of the world government of the Age of Enlightenment?
I think this part of Switzerland, central Switzerland, the Salisburg, is the most creative part of central Europe. The history of Salisburg is that here it was 7-8 centuries ago that the freedom of Switzerland was born. And when the transcendental meditation program is to free mankind from suffering and from problems, so this most creative part of central Switzerland was most suitable. And that was the reason we established the international capital of the Age of Enlightenment here in Salisburg.
Holiness, while I've been here in Salisburg and talking with various people here, I've found that there is a great science consciousness. Scientific research is being conducted here, and a great emphasis is put on the scientific basis of transcendental meditation. But on the other hand, is there not perhaps the danger that the movement, if I may call it that, might become too technocratic and forget the spiritual basis of meditating?
Transcendental meditation produces pure spirituality in the awareness of the people, but spirituality today must be verified through scientific experiments in the field of physiology and psychology and sociology. So, in the international capital of the Age of Enlightenment in Switzerland, we measure through scientific experiments the benefits that people get from transcendental meditation. Science and spirituality coming together in the experience of transcendental meditation, this knowledge taking the society to the high levels of invincibility. This 1978 we have declared to be the year of invincibility for every nation, and that is on the basis of the benefit that transcendental meditation brings to bring perfect health to the people, to bring more orderliness in the behavior of the people, to bring more coherence in the collective consciousness of the people, and to raise balance in nature. Very great balance in nature, which brings seasons in time, crops, abundant, agriculture, maximum, political situation will be more stable, economics will be very strong, franc will maintain its high level of recognition. So all these things which are conducive to greater progress and betterment of life come out of the practice of transcendental meditation.
Is there something you could do for the dollar at the moment?
In America also, people are practicing transcendental meditation, say about 1 million people in United States, and maybe the dollar going down is in favor of strengthening the basis of economy of US.
In the long run. Holiness, in the last several years we've heard of very prominent people, movie stars and musicians, Beatles
and
come.
Great scientists
and so on. I think of the Beatles. Everyone has heard that the Beatles went to India to study meditation. Do you think that really this has done transcendental meditation a favor, or in a way a certain amount of harm? Because people think, oh, well, that's nothing more than a fad that a few prominent people go into to bring themselves into the newspapers.
I think no one can do harm to a procedure which purifies life. Transcendental meditation purifies life, so no one can do any harm to it. Only by participating in this program, people can enrich their life. Scientists come and they find that the whole thing is very scientific, and they begin to practice meditation. Musicians come and they find it's very good and they begin to practice TM. Businessmen come and they find it's very good, they begin to meditate. All the people, any man finds transcendental meditation useful in his life, and so they begin to practice, and then they begin to grow more prosperous, more healthy, more intelligent. Transcendental meditation is good for education, good for health, good for students, for teachers, good for businessmen, good for farmers, good for everyone, because deeper rest to body and mind, and that which revitalizes the system, is good for all the people. So all are enjoying the benefits of TM.
And a final point, Holiness, a point which I suppose can't be avoided. What happens to transcendental meditation and the movement which is built up as a result when you physically leave the scene?
When I physically leave the scene, the same thing will happen as happens to the mind when it transcends boundaries, becomes unbounded.
Okay.
movement, as it appears to be centered in one personality, will then find its centers everywhere. There are 14,000 teachers of transcendental meditation in the world, and there are about 4,000 governors of the Age of Enlightenment. And now, the world government of the Age of Enlightenment has been established with its international capital in Salisbury. And there are 1,500 capitals of the Age of Enlightenment in all parts of the world. And therefore, the knowledge has been developed for satisfying all levels of life, and it has already gone and established in all parts of the world. And therefore, now it's not a matter of one man here or not here, or a man there or not there. It has influenced the breadth of time. The success of transcendental meditation movement has enriched the breadth of time, and this enrichment is strengthened day by day by about 2 million people practicing transcendental meditation in the world, and therefore it's going to be a continuum. A man here and there does not matter in this whole context of the worldwide betterment.
Thank you very much, Holiness.